This is Understanding Your Cat Bundle, 2-in-1 Bundle, Cat Mojo and What Cats Should Eat, written by Kate Astor and M.H. Keaton, read by Marcus Mulenga and Emma Bowman.
This is Cat Mojo, the ultimate training guide for cats. Learn tips on how to choose the right cat for you and how to properly train them. Written by Kate Astor. Read by Marcus Mulenga. Introduction. The task of choosing a kitten can be quite overwhelming, especially when they are all so cute and cuddly at that age. However, this exercise should not be taken lightly, mainly due to the fact that cats have rather long lifespans, and being prepared to live with one for a very long time takes a certain level of dedication and commitment. Get all the info you need here. Chapter 1. The Basics. However, there are some ways that can help the future owner pick a suitable kitty for a pet, and the following are some suggestions as to how to go about this. Doing some research on the various breeds available and their own individual characteristics will help the individual make a more informed decision on the type most suited to his or her needs. Elements such as inherent conditions that might be prevailing to the particular breed chosen would be something worth exploring before an actual pick is made. This will enable the individual to make a better and more informed decision as to whether the choice made would be suited to his or her lifestyle. Issues such as fur shedding can be a nightmare for the individual possessing dark-colored and expensive furniture. Chapter 2. The Cost. The following are some areas where it is most likely to incur cost, thus the needs to be aware of what to expect when considering owning a cat. If the owner is considering a pure breed, then the initial cost required can be considerable. However, if the cat is gotten as a gift or from an animal shelter, there may be no cost or very little cost incurred. Vaccinations are another element that would require the owner to set aside some money for. This is both important and unavoidable, as the consequences of not vaccinating the cat would eventually result in other medical problems. This could cost anything from $50 to $70, depending on the type of vaccinations needed. Neutering the cat should also be considered, if the owner has no intention of being responsible for raising a litter each time the cat gives birth. This would cost the owner anywhere from $100 to $200, depending on the type of procedure chosen. Food and water bowls are also another essential item that should be acquired for the cat. As cats are creatures of habit, ensuring these are accessible and kept in a particular place always is important. Kitty litters are also very important if the cat is going to be housebound. Cats usually require this apparatus to ease themselves, and it is certainly a welcomed regimen that works well for both the owner and the cat. Investing in a good cat litter box will be well worth the cost. Chapter 3. The Health. The following are some of the areas that can be looked into when it comes to checking on the health of the pet cat. A cat's weight reading should not vary too much, and its eating habit should be fairly consistent. These are telltale signs of something amiss in the cat's health, should these two important factors show some variations. The cat's ideal weight should be measurably by its age, and if this seems satisfactory, then the potential owner can consider keeping the cat as a pet. The cat's coat is also another good indication to the general health condition of the cat. If the coat seems rather lackluster, then there is a good indication that either the cat's health is in jeopardy or the cat's diet should be changed. Unusual amounts of fur shedding is also cause for concern, although this could be due to a variety of reasons, some of which may be sudden stress the cat is undergoing, the improper nutrition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?